Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can always email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's. Or tweet me at Bruce Salen. Our next segment is Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks so much for having me.
So, Walk a Mile in My Shoes is our topic, and empathy for others is obviously the subtopic. I imagine as a follower of Jesus, you might have something to say about this topic, and the Bible in general might have some words of wisdom.
Sure. You know, I think even beyond that, too, just my own personal experience, especially in the last 2.5 years, I'm going to share something with you and with the listeners today. My wife and I actually have been trying to get her pregnant for the last 2.5, almost 3 years. And we've been to the doctors, we have done everything right, we think, and we're not getting pregnant. And the doctors are saying it's unexplained infertility. All the tests for me, for her, come out fine. Never did we think when we started 2.5 years ago that we'd be now here, you know, talking about adoption, talking about other options. And since that time, 23 of our friends have gotten pregnant and had children, which I know is a really high number, but it's really
for us now.
And
you have to put on a happy face every time you hear the news.
Sure. Which, and we are so excited for our friends. But my wife said, I think it was about 2 months ago, three different friends we found out on the same day were pregnant. And my wife called me and she says, gosh, I wonder when it's going to be our turn. And it was so hard, you know, to hear say that knowing, you know, how long we've been trying. Mm-hmm. And never had I even thought about this topic of infertility. And as we've been sharing this story, asking for prayer, it's amazing how many people are in the same shoes that we're in, and we can really understand what they're going through. They can understand what we're going through. So this topic really, really hits home for me.
It's ironic because I actually used that as an example in my first paragraph.
You did?
Not even
you
thinking did. Of you.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things that until you've gone through it, it's really hard to understand. I remember in the beginning, you know, when we started, my wife said, well, let's start this month. I think it was in, you know, June of 2008, and she was saying, okay, well, what if, I'm sorry, June 2007, she says, well, if why don't we get started, and then if we're not pregnant in a month or two, why don't we take a couple months off, because I really want to be able to travel to see my family during this holiday season. And, you know, it's interesting. Now, here we are 2.5 years later and still not pregnant.
Well, fortunately, in your case, you do have youth on your side, as I know how incredibly young you are for someone as incredibly successful. And so I have every expectation that in one way or another, you will be a family man, Pastor.
Yeah, one way or another, I know we'll, whether it's through adoption or natural means.
I also know as such an observant man that whatever path it is, you will find joy in it.
Sure, yeah. Rather
than look on the negative side of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that is a life choice. I've always believed that we choose how to accept the cards God has dealt us. Mm. We can't influence the deck. We can influence our reaction to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I so resonated with your column because you had said that initially you viewed people, let's say, who were not physically fit or who were overweight with disdain. I think that might have been the word you used.
I didn't want to admit it, but I did.
Yeah, you know, and it's almost like before you walk in a certain situation or experience something, it's so hard to understand that it's so easy to judge, to kind of scoff at somebody else in a situation. And then once you go through it, it is completely, completely different. And it sounded like empathy you began to have really a changed perspective. And I think that's really what your column was about.
You know, there's another example that's a much heavier one in many ways. And I, as you know, don't tend to talk politics, but the death penalty is obviously a very touchy subject, and I don't really want to talk about it. But most people that are against the death penalty tend to have a very serious change of heart when, God forbid, a loved one of theirs has been murdered.
Sure.
When all of a sudden a close loved one of theirs has been brutally murdered, and they know who it is, and it's incontrovertible, the person's guilt, all of a sudden the reasons that they objected to the death penalty are thrown out the window, and they want that person, as the Bible has decreed it, to be executed. So the empathy and the in that case is extremely different when they've gone through it. So I'm not really wanting to take a stand or have a discussion about the death penalty, but empathy when you've gone through something is a very, very strong emotion. I just wish more of us in less dire circumstances could just be empathetic to others in general.
Sure, sure.
What other things does the Bible and or specifically Jesus say about this subject?
Well, I think that I see throughout Scripture, I see God's heart throughout Scripture is one in which He calls us to be invested into other people's lives, to not be so focused on ourselves that we miss everyone around us and what they're going through, but rather to have our hearts open and to invest in the lives of others. And I think that investment in others also leads to empathy. In the same way that a person, when they go through an experience on their own, now they begin to have empathy for others. I think if you invest your life into the relationship of somebody else who goes through it. So I've got friends who have 2-3 kids now, but because they've invested into my life, they've invested into my wife's life, now they have empathy. Even though they haven't experienced it personally, they're involved in a relationship with somebody who has. And that investment, I think, raises their level of empathy. And so you said a moment ago, you know, I wish everybody could just have that empathy. I think that the answer isn't, okay, well, go out and experience, you know, every hardship you can so that you can empathize with people, but rather invest your lives in the people around you. And you'll find that as you invest in those people's lives, you'll begin to get close and see their experiences and their hardships, and then you'll really begin to empathize with things you've never even experienced on your own.
Wise words. As usual, our time has gone by all too quickly, Pastor Drew. Where can people reach you?
Through our church website, it's the easiest. It's calvarycc.org, and they can find my name there.
Okay, well, thanks again for being our guest. I'll talk to you hopefully next week, and time is up for this segment. It's time for another break. This is Bruce Salen. Why did I say This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back after these words.
Your time has come.